Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come by. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. If you can't make it by 2, that's okay. John Chuckery and Mike Bell are going to be here from 2 to 7. So we're hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Also, going to be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead tomorrow.
Yes.
From noon to 3.
Uh-oh, Andy, I'm
for the Saturday edition of the Midday Show called Randy and Andy.
Thank you.
That's where Randy McMichael is the host of the program, and I am the co-host. So be sure to listen to that tomorrow as well. We'll let you hear from Travis Schlenk, the full interview, coming up in about 25 minutes from right now. He was on the morning show earlier today talking about the NBA draft from last night. We'll play Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40. And this hour, be listening very, very closely for your chance at another pair of tickets to go see the Big Three basketball tournament on July 7th at State Farm Arena. So be paying attention for all of that. This hour brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. And the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line is open and running as well at 404-741-0929. Let us know what's on your mind on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Let's get to some audio.
I actually went back with our staff yesterday afternoon and said, you know, where do we have the guys we're looking for? And Cam in particular, we had ranked inside the top five all year long. So when we kind of felt like we had a shot to get him at 10, it made a pretty easy decision for us to give it a shot.
That's Travis Schlenk from earlier this morning. We'll let you hear the entire interview in 20 minutes. Say Cam Reddish has been in their top five on their big board all season long. So you get a guy who's been in your top five at number 10 after you got another guy who was in your top five at number 4, and you probably go home pretty happy last night if you're Travis Schlenk.
Didn't Travis say in one of his press conferences that he's going to drink some wine?
I think he texted that to Chris Fibble.
Yeah, I'm going to drink some wine.
So he's going to drink a little wine.
Yeah, I'm going to drink some wine.
So I was bummed out a little bit that Johnny Hugh didn't ask him what kind of wine he was drinking last night.
I mean, you
got to really dive deep in these interviews, man. You got to learn everything. What do you think he's drinking? Rosé?
Travis looks like he's more of a cab guy.
Cab?
Yeah. Travis.
Okay. Nice cab salve.
Yeah, just sit outside. Just like, look what I'd have done.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would have done. Although I would have been drinking wine. I'd have been drinking bourbon.
Hell yeah.
And I wouldn't have sounded nearly as sharp this morning on the interview.
Look what I did.
Because I was thinking, it's like, all right, if he celebrated last night with some wine, he's going on the air at 8:20.
Yeah.
How's he going to – he sounded great.
He did.
He sounded bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
He sounded great, man. And I like Travis, man. We had the opportunity to interview him a couple weeks ago. And he just gives you confidence that he knows what he's doing. And if he says it like that – Cam was probably number 5 on their list. You got him at 10. I mean, you just can't ask for anything better than that. Like you said, all day yesterday, I was like, I don't know how you're going to make this trade happen. But I said, the only one that you can probably trade with is New Orleans with that 4th pick. I don't think Cleveland's going to give up the 5. We knew the Knicks weren't going to give up the 3. But, he got some good young players. And like Deshaun said, I mean, on y'all show last night, you and him and Mike Conte, those three wings, that competition's going to be fun.
Oh, you were listening?
No, I saw Mike kind of tweet.
Hey, man, it's all right.
But, that's going to be that competition triangle right there between those guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The young core is exciting. They addressed the obvious needs last night. And don't forget Bruno Fernando. Don't forget your guy Bruno Fernando. They got him early in the second round as well.
Grown man.
People knew that the Hawks wanted him. And I saw him on mock drafts because people knew how much the Hawks wanted him at 17 and as high as 10. In one mock draft, I saw Bruno Fernando, and that was never going to happen. But you know how people just like to try to be the smartest person.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I got that right.
Well, they got him. They went back up and got Bruno Fernando early in the second round. So they addressed their need in terms of center depth. They addressed their need in terms of having playmakers at the wing. They got two of them. Do you know what Cam Reddish sounds like? You ever heard Cam Reddish's voice before?
I heard it last night.
Oh, you did? You want to hear it again?
All right, no problem.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm just really looking forward to, you know, getting there and getting to work. I was on FaceTime with Trae Young. I mean, he called immediately. I looked at my phone, and he had called, you know, seconds after. And it means a lot, you know, just having a guy like that in the locker room. And I'm looking forward to getting there and learning from him.
I really do like that Trae Young did that.
Yeah, that was good.
Got his number, maybe had his number already, I don't know, but got his number however he got it and FaceTimed him immediately after they drafted him and said, look, man, you're a part of the family. I think he said fam. You're a part of the fam now, but you know what that means, family.
Thanks,
you're a part of the Hawks family now. Yeah, just making sure. Trying to make sure for, you know, for you, Randy.
Yeah, thanks.
Because you might not know what I mean.
I might not know what it is.
Fam, what's that mean? Family. You're part of the fam now, he says to Cam Reddish. Which is great, man. That's great leadership from your point guard. That's what you want to see. And, oh, by the way, Cam Reddish and Trae Young have something else in common besides being members of the Hawks. They were both a part of the Luka Doncic trade.
Yes.
That's what the Hawks got for Luka Doncic. They got Trae, who we like. Someday we'll find out whether or not he won the Rookie of the Year.
I mean,
I don't know when the NBA is going to make these announcements.
And then back in, I think it's right before the season starts.
Yeah, they're going to make it in the fall. They're going to wait till September.
Yeah, fall,
I don't know what they're waiting for. And then Cam Reddish at number 10. So, look, winning the trade, losing the trade, I don't know. We still don't know the answer to that question. All these guys have careers to play out. But you feel pretty good about it now knowing who the two guys are that you got for Luka Doncic on draft day last year.
Trade still isn't, like, I still can't rate this trade, Andy,
not me
until,
either.
You know, because a lot of people already want to rate the trade and, oh, the Hawks got the best of the trade. The Hawks might have got the best names maybe from the trade. But we don't know yet. We haven't seen these young men all play together. And it's going to be a process, man, because one thing about it is when are you going to fit Cam into this? Because he's going to be injured, just had the surgery, not going to play in any summer league games.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all for young.
Exactly. I understand he's hurt. But
yeah, we get why he can't play, but you would love to see him get in there with this young core. Because I think Amari Spell, I think he's going to play summer league this year. And you would like to see him get some kind of cohesion with that. And then when you get to training camp, where is he going to be then? I mean, he's behind the eight ball right now. And again, I think he's going to be Lloyd Pierce. I think it's going to be his project. He's going to work with this young man. He's going to take that Dan Quinn approach with Vic Beasley.
Hands on.
He's going to be there for that young man because he has – would you call him a boom or bust pick?
Yeah.
Because if he booms.
He might be the ultimate boom or bust in the whole draft.
If he booms, you're looking at a multiple all-star type kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of – You know, I know they were comparing him to Paul George. If you get Paul George,
okay,
goodness gracious,
are you kidding
appreciate
me?
You.
By the way, Paul George was the number 10 overall pick as well, so maybe they have that in common.
Maybe it's
karma. I don't know if that's what karma means.
No.
Maybe it's a sign.
Yeah,
you know what else I don't like, and we'll talk about this later in the summer because you don't want to be rain on the parade guy today. Kevin Herter's not participating in summer league either, and he's healthy, and it's because you know he doesn't feel like he needs. I would like it if Kevin Herter was in summer league too.
Hold on, how he determined? Does he determine or does the organization?
Sure, it's a conversation.
Oh, well,
it's a conversation.
They were like, "Man, I got this."
Yeah, I don't know, and I like Kevin, but I would have loved to have seen Kevin in summer league too.
Nah, he don't need it. It's like OTAs. I'm gonna be that guy.
Player advocate,
yeah.
Andy McMichael.
Yeah, I'm gonna be that guy.
All right, I can see us. All right, I can already see us getting into that argument
in a month from now.
I'm gonna
be that guy.
All right, other fun moments from the draft last night. I know we talked a bit about it. Wendy had a story about a guy who got drafted in the second round out of Tennessee. Zion Williamson was a great story early as well with the emotion that he showed when he was selected.
I got picked, and I was able to make it past shaking the commissioner's hand without shedding a tear. But when Maria Taylor started interviewing me and my mom was there, the emotions just hit me.
And no one blames you, Zion.
No.
I'm sure there's some tough guys on Twitter last night questioning, but
man, whatever,
get
dude.
Real.
But it was funny because, like, you can see the like he's just a big old kid, man.
Yep.
And it's so funny because we're watching all these TVs here up at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Y'all make sure y'all come out and holler at us. Andy already gave away a bro hug, but
two bro hugs.
But anyways, like he looks like whenever I'll say something or yell at my kid or tell him discipline, that little shoulder shrug type. About to cry face.
And his eyes.
And his eyes.
He's
and I was like, look at
eyes.
This. And his mama don't play. Because his little brother was acting up when she grabbed him shoulder to turn him straight. Mama don't play. But, yeah, it was great to see that. You always enjoy the fact that, you know, they've been there with him day one, running him to camp. She was his coach till he was 14. So she's been the one driving him to camps and all this stuff. And just for it to pay off. And the true raw emotion is awesome.
A lot of guys last night walking across the stage, as predicted, without socks on.
Yes, sir.
Now, RJ Barrett, no socks.
Zion didn't have any on.
Zion, no socks.
But John Morant had the full pants.
Did he really?
Yes. John Morant's ankles was not showing.
John Morant had his suit, the print on his suit, that little light gray with the pinstripe.
Yeah.
And then the undershirt was light gray with the pinstripe,
they
too.
Was sharp.
He looked like a gangster from, like, the 1940s.
He was sharp, and Pops was sharp. Because that hat Pops had on, yes, sir.
Hey, somebody had the great question on Twitter of, John Morant's dad walks up to you. How does he greet you?
Yeah. Hey, what is that?
What's the first thing John Morant's dad says to you when he shakes your hand?
Probably, what's happening, playboy? I'm good, sir. Well, if I had my hand, what is it? If I had your hands, I'd cut mine off. You know, one of them old unk sayings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's everybody's uncle.
Yeah.
All right, Braves are at it tonight as well. Dallas Keuchel making his debut. Everybody's looking forward to what's going to happen tonight in Washington with the Atlanta Braves.
He's a number one for me.
Whoa.
And he's not DeGrom. I don't mean that. I just mean he is a guy, when you look at his numbers, you look at his playoff experience, the fact that he's won a World Series, and he's going to take the hill, and he's going to throw 89 miles an hour, an easy, like, Sunday morning sinker that's going to have late movement and fall off the table. He's going to throw four pitches for strikes. I was talking to McCann last night on the plane. He goes, Paul, watch this guy. He goes, he's never going to give in. Game's going to be on the line, maybe behind an account. He's going for the corner. He's going to hit his spot and execute. So when he brings all of those things to the table, you know, and all of these other players see that, he's going to be a huge piece for me that this team needs. If he threw 95, he'd have an $100-plus million contract in his back pocket. We wouldn't even be having this conversation.
That's Paul Byrd from earlier today with us. If you want to hear the entire interview that we did with Paul, check it out on the website, 929thegame.com, on the Andy and Randy page. There was a lot of genuine reaction to what Paul Byrd was saying in there from both of us.
Yeah.
Because he was saying a lot of really impressive stuff about Dallas Keuchel. First thing he said was, he's a number one. Randy goes, whoa.
Yeah.
I felt the same way.
Yeah, but not saying that's a bad thing. I just said, we haven't heard that.
Right.
You know, even when he was in Houston, he was the third guy down there.
So I was expecting him to be the third guy.
Exactly. So with saying that one, and the base of my question was because of how young these young pitchers are. And Mike Soroka and Max Fried, they're going into uncharted territories as pros. And so, because I know they were talking about going to six-man rotation because you might want to limit those innings and stuff, but when he came out, I said, he was number one. I did.
I think he's also totally right about the velocity.
Oh, it's gone.
The fact that Dallas Keuchel, if he threw the ball 95 miles an hour, he'd already be on a team. He'd already be making tons of money. This wouldn't have been possible.
His deal was a $21 million deal.
That he said no to.
Who? With the Braves?
No. Earlier with the Astros, he opted out of the extension that they offered. Well, not the extension, the whatever the terminology is. I'm sorry, tender, something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it is.
He opted out of it to hit free agency because he thought he was going to be able to get more money than that.
Don't happen.
Well, the deal he got with the Braves was $20
million,
but it's retroactive to just $13 million. Yeah. That's still a lot of money. But here's the thing, and this is what Paul Byrd was talking about. Not everybody has to throw the ball 95 miles an hour. Some of the best pitchers in baseball history did not throw the ball 95 miles
an hour. Absolutely correct.
I know we're very caught up on, well, maybe we're not, but I know the royal we, the baseball hive mind right now is caught up on guys that have high velocity arms.
Right.
You could still be an effective pitcher the same way guys were effective pitchers 20 years ago if you have great stuff.
That's the most important thing, is the stuff. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they did come. It sounded wrong, but
that sounded fine.
But he's a guy that he's a pitcher. He's not a thrower anymore. You know, that's what he does. And he's a veteran guy who, like Paul was talking about, he's been in big games before. You got a guy on this roster who has that experience when it comes to facing teams, not necessarily the Dodgers, but when you're going into a series like that and you need somebody to go out there and give you maybe a strong 7 or 8, he's capable of doing that.
Hopefully he'll be that guy. Because you texted this to me immediately after we found out the news. Better not suck.
Better not suck.
That's basically what we're hoping for at this point.
Yes, sir.
Like, I don't need him to be a one. I know Paul Byrd said he's one. We got our one. Soroka's a one.
Yes.
If he's two or three, awesome. If he sucks, that's very frustrating.
It's gonna be some issues because, again, he was one of those guys when you're talking about pitches in his offseason. You're talking about Keuchel, you were talking about Kimbrel. Now everybody wanted Kimbrel. I think Kimbrel's making his debut today.
Yeah, you're going to get a chance to see Keuchel and Kimbrel on the field at the same time next week.
And it was always like Kimbrel, and then the other one was Keuchel.
Yeah.
They're still available. And as Braves fans, we just wanted one of them. I mean, I think we wanted Kimbrel a little bit more, but at the same time, you got one of them. So they made it seem like, oh, the Braves making moves. They went out and got Keuchel.
Now, I think because of the Keuchel move, partially, and I think probably more so because of how great the offense has been, we've been overshadowing a little bit how well the bullpen has been pitching.
I have.
Brian Snicker talked about Anthony Swarzak, a guy they went out and traded for,
and
how well he's been. Yeah, I'll take him as my guy. He's been pitching well.
I can't say enough about the job he's done. Big outs. I mean, high leverage situations all the time, he's done a great job for us.
We could play baseball bingo. High leverage, exit velocity, launch angle, spin rate, all that kind of shift, all that kind of stuff.
Swerve back. Hey, now tell me this. And everybody, time we should talk about the bullpen, and I got Joe Packer comes on and tries to tell us and educate us with some kind of analytical stuff. I have no clue.
Paul Burns said the same thing.
Paul
Burns
said the same thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That don't mean nothing to
me. There's only really one stat I care about with Luke Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
Blown saves.
And Joe Patrick, you my guy. Joe, you my guy. But every time Joe come on, well, it really isn't that bad if you look at it. Joe, I'm looking at it on TV that way. And it don't look good. That's what I'm doing.
How are you looking at it?
That way. At the TV.
All right, coming up next, we're going to let you hear from Travis Schlenk, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, who I think had a wonderful night last night. He was on with John and Hugh earlier this morning. We'll let you hear that whole conversation right after this. Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40 as well, right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, hanging out till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to Sports Jeopardy, my chance to try to get myself off the schneid. Randy's beat me, what, 3 times in a row now?
I lost count.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I lost count. I
understand.
When
you're that dominant, it's not even a rivalry anymore.
No, it's not. It's like,
it's like Atlanta United and Orlando. It's not even a rivalry anymore. Got to try to save some face today, coming up in 20 minutes. By the way, congratulations to Antonio Graves of Stockbridge. He was our winner of the Big 3 tickets. He's going to go see the Big 3 basketball tournament coming up on July 7th at State Farm Arena. Thanks again to everybody who came out last night as well to State Farm Arena for the draft party. It was fun, man. And obviously, the Hawks doing what they did, trading up to get to number 4 and getting DeAndre Hunter, getting Cam Reddish at number 10. General manager Travis Schlenk is to be applauded for what he did last night.
Yes, he is.
He joined the morning show this morning, and they started out by asking him, hey, Travis, are you happy now that the draft is over?
Time will tell whether we're smart or dumb. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's funny. I was talking about this morning. You've kind of stayed in the same vein when it comes to some of these young players. But when you look at the way that this team could potentially be constructed, you have to feel good about that, being that you've only been here for a little bit of time. And it looks like right now on paper that you could probably have a pretty exciting young squad.
I said it last night. This is my third draft here, and we feel lucky. We spent really the last 2 years trying to accumulate a bunch of assets so we could get aggressive in the draft. And last night we were able to use the assets that we've collected over the last couple of years to make transactions to go up and get guys that we really thought would be great fits with the players that we have here. And that's what we did last night. And as you mentioned, some of those transactions can't take place until July because of the system the league has in place. But one guy that we can talk about is Cam. And, you know, we kind of made a bet that we might be able to get him at 10. And so we rolled the dice on that, and we got lucky, and he was there, and we were extremely excited about it.
That was the fist pump moment, John Fricky, right there. When he pumped. I could see Trav pump like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, when
right
the Hutchinson Murray everything came done? Oh, yeah. We're joined by Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. There's been a lot of talk about Cam Reddish. There's no middle ground on this young man. Tell me what you really like about him and what you project him out to be.
What we really like about him, he's a basketball player, John. We say all the time, we're looking for, skilled guys, multi-positional guys. Like he literally played point guard coming up through the high school ranks. And, this year at Duke, he goes to the three. He's 6'8", with a 7-foot wingspan. He obviously can handle. He's a really good passer. And, even though he didn't have a great year this past year shooting the ball, Duke, statistically, he projects out to be a very good shooter in the NBA. He's obviously going to get a lot better. The great kids, great family. And obviously, being at Duke has a great pedigree, been around great coaches. So, we are extremely excited that he was still there at the 10th pick.
You know, Trav, that's something that you said and you stayed true to since we've been talking that kind of sticks out to me. It's all about the kids that project to be good NBA players. But not only that, you look at them and see them being more than, just a guy that got drafted. Is that the same way that you see a Cam Reddish? And do you feel like because he played with Zion Williams, that kind of took a back seat because Zion got all the pub at Duke?
Yeah, and that's hard for a kid. Cam came in. I mean, every team he's been on, just like all these kids that make it to the NBA, he's the best player on this team. And then when you go to Duke and, what happened with Zion, he rolled with it. He didn't get upset. He rolled with it. He was happy for Zion. He played his role. And so when you get a kid who's extremely talented like Cam, but has the personality that's willing to fit in and do what's best for the team, those are the kind of guys we're looking for.
Travis Schlink,
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Travis Schlink joining us, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, day after the NBA draft. Travis, I want to go back to the lottery night, the lottery ball night in Chicago. Once you get through that, this is a two-part question. Did you expect, was it your game plan, and did you expect to, by today, this morning, have made five picks through the NBA draft, and did it generally turn out as you expected, or was it a bit of a surprise to you how it fell?
Well, going into it, we obviously knew that we had a bunch of picks. We knew that we probably didn't want to add that many rookies to the roster, so we knew that there were going to be a lot of transactions taking place. We, as I mentioned earlier, we made the gamble that we could consolidate some of those picks to get guys we wanted. And we got lucky, and those guys that we wanted were there in the spots that we kind of anticipated they might be.
Is it really luck, or Travis, when you kind of map this out, you got a plan, right?
I'm not smart enough to get to all this stuff right. There's got to be luck involved, man.
Yeah, we're beginning to think, Travis, you are smart enough.
You're the guru. You got to be the guru. Feel like you're a little bit of a guru.
Please tell us you are, because that's what fans are saying this morning. And Travis, we trust.
Next year they'll be saying, well, who is this buffoon?
Well, I don't know about that. Man. Your track record's been pretty darn strong.
No, but you got to respect that about Trav, because you can't. Keep it in perspective, and that's the thing, because I'm pretty sure, you've seen some of the things that people have said about the Hawks draft this year, and I guess to keep it in perspective, you have to go back and look at what people said about the Hawks draft last year to kind of help you get grounded. Do you do a little bit of that as well?
I don't go back and look and see what people said, but I do know that because I've been around for 40-plus years in this world, they only care about what you did last night. They're not worried about what you did last year.
This is true. This is true.
We mess up tomorrow. We're buffoons. People think we're good today. Great. We'll take it. But you're only as good as your last play, as they say, or last transaction.
People are tweeting this morning all over the place in many different ways. We have Travis Schlink joining us this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Travis, now that we can talk about the one player we can talk about, of course, is Cam Reddish, that means the Luka Doncic trade is done. Trae Young and Cam Reddish for Luka Doncic. Are you pretty happy as it all turns out?
I'm glad we can be done with that. I've said it before. I think it was a good trade for both teams. Both teams got what they're looking for. We feel like we have two really good players. Dallas got a really good player. So I think it worked out for both teams.
Travis Schlink report brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. Let's expand this out and talk with the Hawks general manager. Any surprises that jump out at you, things you can talk about the NBA draft last night, or did it go setting your team aside, and you, Travis, was there anything that surprised you last night, or did it go kind of like to the form you thought it might go when you put up your board?
Well, no, there were certainly surprises. We talked about it, throughout this whole process. Last night was, for lack of a better term, a really flat draft. You know, obviously everyone knew who the first few picks were going to be. But then, as we talked about, there were going to be some teams that would have guys rated really, really high, and other teams were going to have those guys in the 30s. And that's what we saw last night. There are a few surprises, but it doesn't mean they were bad choices. It's just, you know, the talent level of this draft was really, really flat. So if you liked a guy, you felt like maybe you could get him anywhere. You saw that last night. There were guys that, you know, one of my favorite things about last night was the Cam Johnson pick from North Carolina, and his teammate, when he got drafted 11th, was on the stand, Kobe White, his reaction to that pick. It doesn't mean it was a bad pick. You know, we had him rated, I think, 20th on our board, and he went 11th. So this is not like any sort of surprise he went in the first round. But, you know, all the draft experts and all the stuff you saw on websites, you know, you saw him in the 30s. So it's just what the draft was this year.
We, of course, now enter Travis Schlenka into free agency here. I know that you're going to be – we understand where you stand in terms of free agency. It's probably not going to happen that much. But just generally and broadly in free agency, do you expect that, you know, given the injuries that the two studs at Golden State have, do you expect this is going to be with all the big names, Kemba Walker and Kawhi Leonard and even KD and Klay, even though they're injured, that this is going to be a wild free agency period in the NBA?
I think it's already been wild, right? You know, the fact that we've had the injuries, there's been reports of deals already been done, 2 weeks before you're allowed to. I think that's a real issue we have in this league right now, is how the league is going to react to all these reported deals that are already done. Nothing's supposed to happen until 6 o'clock on June 30th, and we all get on the internet and we read about all these guys already have their deals at all these places. It's really going to be interesting to see how the league handles all this stuff. I think if all the reports are true that have been reported of all these guys going certain places, is you've seen all these teams create all this cap space, and because of maybe the injury to KD and Klay, there's not going to be a ton of movement. So you're going to see a ton of teams out there with cap space who aren't going to be able to get into the game and get guys they thought they had a chance at. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to go early and use some cap space to pick up future assets and take on some money, because I think there's going to be a bunch of teams that have money that are going to be in the market of trying to collect assets. And there's just not going to be that. It's going to be a seller's market when it comes to trying to get off money, because there's going to be a lot of teams looking to do it.
You know, Trav, just getting back to the draft a little bit, and, you know, congratulate you for that. Cam Reddish. Now, you know, every team has different places where they have guys rated and everything. Where did you have Cam Reddish rated on your draft board?
We had him inside our top 10. I actually went back with our staff yesterday afternoon when we were kind of coming up with our game plan for the night, and said, you know, where do we have the guys we're looking for? And Cam in particular, we had ranked inside the top five all year long. So when we kind of felt like we had a shot to get him at 10, if we went down this certain path, it made a pretty easy decision for us to give it a shot.
Great stuff from Travis Schlenk earlier today on with John and Hugh. We'll get back into everything that happened last night in the draft coming up top of the 1 o'clock hour. Some Braves talk, too, with Dallas Keuchel going tonight. All the trending topics at 1. Coming up next, though, it's a Friday tradition.
Yeah.
12:40. Andy versus Randy.
No.
Well, Randy dominates Andy.
Thank you. That sounds a little bit better. But you know what? I'm feeling generous today. So I might not beat you down like I usually do. It's bad.
All right, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Sports Jeopardy coming up next right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, where Randy McMichael is game face is on. The mean mug is real.
It's ready. I'm ready.
As we get to Sports Jeopardy, coming up in 20 minutes, we will get back to the trending topics of the day, a lot of them. The Hawks have a great night last night in the NBA draft. Dallas Keuchel makes his debut tonight for the Braves as well. We talked to Paul Bird about that earlier in the day. If you want to check that interview out, it's available on the website, 92.9 The Game. We also had a discussion about what Travis Schlenk is building right now with the Atlanta Hawks. You can check that out on the website as well. And I just want to mention this real quick because we talked about it earlier, the Michael Thomas contract situation. There's a report that he's looking for $22 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
So am I. I'm looking for $22 million a year myself.
Good for you, Michael.
I've been looking every year since I've been on. I haven't found it yet.
Good for you, Michael. 22?
I wish you were a general manager just for like one off season.
Just say that. Good for you, Michael.
Good for you, Michael. Great. Congratulations. I'm looking too. We'll send out a search party.
Yeah.
See if we can find it for you.
22?
All right. Sports Jeopardy time. Ooh. I've delayed the inevitable long enough. Ooh. Randy has wiped the floor with me for 3 weeks in a row. It's time to get some get back.
Yes, I had a Luke Jackson moment, but that was in a different game.
Yeah. That's right. You blew a lead in a different game. Wendy Adams joins us now with the questions. How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing great, guys.
How are the fish and chips?
The fish and chips are phenomenal.
Good.
They're really good.
They look good.
It's really bad food for me. But
whatever. It's
really
delicious.
It's really tasty. But I don't know if you've had an advantage because Andy is sitting beside me here at Twin Peaks. So
I won't look.
I think you may have taken a peek at the
you done damn cheated already?
Stop.
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
I would have, but I mean, did you do it or not?
Before I even lose.
Did you do it or not?
No, I didn't cheat.
Okay, well, you better
than me. I would. I didn't know you were over
there. I mean, you better than me.
If you're not familiar with the game, I'm going to ask these guys some questions. Their names are their buzzers. What are your names?
Andy.
Randy.
And the first person to buzz in and give the correct answer gets the point. And, yes, Randy has wiped the floor with Andy for the past 3 weeks. So, let's do this. Who was the youngest player to reach 30,000 career points in the NBA?
Andy.
Who is it, Andy?
Kobe?
Kobe Bryant. It's correct.
Kobe!
Kobe!
I would have said LeBron. I thought it was LeBron.
As I said Kobe, I thought it was LeBron.
Yeah, I thought it was LeBron.
So, I'm glad I said Kobe.
Okay.
All right, Andy, a quick 1-0 lead. What quarterback was the leader of the high-powered offense nicknamed the greatest
show? Randy.
It's Andy.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner is correct. To a 2-0.
You're staring at me like that, man. You ain't doing nothing.
Well, I think Andy's still a little bit bitter from last week because last week.
No. A lot bitter.
Lot bitter from last week because Randy said he had a migraine and then just owned you.
Well, I did.
I got a migraine today, too.
Yeah.
That's why you're up to a 2-0 lead. Who is the only woman to ever score in 6 straight World Cup matches?
6 straight matches?
Yes.
Mia Hamm.
It just happened.
Randy.
What? Who is it, Randy?
Oh.
It just happened.
I know. And I can't even think of her damn name.
Carly Lloyd.
Damn it.
It was Carly Lloyd.
Yes.
I
can't even think of her name. It's right there on the tip. Because I knew it was Amia.
I didn't know it just happened.
I knew it was Amia.
No one gets the point. Right. By the way, did you guys see the Real Jeopardy where they asked these contestants football questions? They got 0 right. I was going to put some of those on the list, but they were way too easy.
Really?
And they got none correct.
Well, I wouldn't have got any of the other ones right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I would have been mad.
Yeah.
Because that one category I could have dominated. And then y'all over here talking about some cricket.
French poetry.
Yeah.
What team won the game that ended with the memorable play known as the Kick 6?
Randy.
Who's it, Randy?
Alabama. I mean, Auburn won it. It was the Alabama-Auburn game.
That's correct.
What? Wait,
well,
what?
He corrected himself.
He said the wrong answer.
He corrected himself
in the
answer. I said
the Alabama-Auburn game.
Okay. Okay. All right.
We're going to give it to Randy.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, do you want to call?
No.
Should we go to the Brian back at
he's
the studio for a tiebreaker?
He said the team that lost the game, but he'll get the point. That's fine.
It's okay. Which one of these players was not involved in the blockbuster trade for Anthony Davis? So here are your options. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram,
Kyle Kuzma.
That is correct.
Yeah. You can have the other point, dude, because I don't want him over. He's over here stewing about the point.
No, I'm good.
Man.
It's tied at 2.
You said it wrong.
Well, you didn't say it wrong. You just said the wrong answer.
No, I did not. I said Alabama-Auburn game.
Okay, 2-2. It's 2-2.
He's still very angry. Yes, it's all tied up. What is the name of the play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back?
Randy. Option.
It is the option.
Oh, am I winning now? Yeah.
Yeah. Randy is now up. Andy blew the 2-0 lead.
There's still plenty of time to be played. Plenty of game to be played, guys.
I wish you guys could see Andy's face. He has that grimace smile where you don't really want to smile. You're mad on the inside.
But you got to be a good sport.
Yes. That's what's happening right now. Which team was the only one to make last year's college football playoff with one regular season loss?
Randy. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is correct. Now you're winning by 500.
What? By two?
I know.
We're good.
We're good.
Speed this thing up a little
bit. All right, which... Which award is given to the MLB player deemed to be the best defender at his position?
Randy, Golden Glove.
Golden Glove is correct. You're up to a 5-2 lead over Andy. He can just feel the laser beams.
Yeah.
Andy is so over it at this point. He doesn't want to play. You don't want to play.
I do want to play.
Are you sure you want to play?
Yeah.
All right,
you got to keep asking the questions, right, though.
Which fighter accounted for Sugar Ray Robinson's first ever pro loss?
Randy.
No idea.
Rocky Marciano.
No.
Oh. Rocky Marciano didn't beat... What did you say, Ray Leonard?
First ever pro loss.
You
Sugar
say,
Ray Robinson.
You said Robinson?
Yes.
It wasn't Rocky?
No. No one's getting this one.
Oh, Max.
I have no idea.
Max, the
Jake LaMotta, you both lose.
Jake LaMotta won?
Ah, the Raging Bull. I've seen that movie.
I thought it was...
I'm going to keep asking the questions right. Like Andy wants.
Yes, please.
Since the AFL-NFL merger, what is the only football team to play on every Thanksgiving day?
Andy. Cowboys.
Nope. The Lions.
The Lions.
It is the Lions. Randy is now leading 6-2. Andy, you're going to have to get the rest of these correct in order to have a shot.
No problem.
In the last college football season, what team failed to qualify for a bowl game for the first time since 1981?
Randy. Florida State Seminoles.
It was Florida State, which was terrific.
You sure you want to play this anymore, dude?
I want to play it every week.
All right, now we're just playing for fun because, Andy, there's no way you can win.
Oh, are we having fun?
No.
Oh. Is that what we're playing for? Is that what we're doing? Great.
Everyone gets a ribbon at the end.
I don't want a damn ribbon. I want a hey man.
It's going to be the green. It's going to be the green participation ribbon. What was the name given to the strategy Muhammad Ali used to beat
Andy?
Go ahead.
Rope-a-dope.
All right.
Way to
go, Andy.
And if only I wasn't down by so much, I would say that's what I was doing right now. I'm obviously not doing that. I'm just losing.
All right, here. Let's just get through the two last questions. What two teams were the first in FBS history to play each other in four straight postseason?
Randy. Alabama and Clemson.
Yeah. Not Auburn?
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, you can have that point.
Do you want to try the last one, Andy, or are you just done?
Yeah, I'd like to try the last one.
Yeah, you can have that point.
Here, let's just Andy see if he can get this
what?
One.
No, Randy can play too.
I am.
After sacks became an official stat in 82, what player was the first to record 20 in an NFL season?
Andy. Mark Gastineau?
Yes.
That's correct.
Good job, Andy.
Nice, thanks, Andy.
Great job.
It is 8-4. Randy just...
No. It's 7-5. I'll let him have that Alabama point.
Well,
it's okay.
Nice.
I might have got it wrong, too. Who knows?
Andy, we're going to have more chances for games.
Next Friday, we'll do this again.
Hey,
if we must.
If we must.
That's four in a row. I used to be good at this. I guess I'm not good at it anymore. Or maybe I never was.
Maybe I never played Randy.
Aww.
We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. I'm going to drink during the break, so the 1 o'clock hour should be better. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.